16 minutes after 4 on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, the second of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Merkaz Sahaba. And let's welcome the listeners in Dallas, Texas. I see they're saying they're waiting for Hazrat Mulana Mufti Sahab for the Q&A. Ustad, it's a beautiful Friday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah Friday, the second of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verses 62 and verse number 63. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala mentions a golden rule, وَلَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْأَهَا. And we, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun we to stamp his authority, majesty and sovereignty. When you study Semitic languages, Arabic, Hebrew, Syriac, you will know for singular, many a time we is used as a symbol of respect and reverence. And when Almighty Allah uses it, the term we, it is the royal pronoun. Almighty Allah is teaching us, only we can do this. No one in the entire universe and creation can do that. Nuhyi wa numit. We give life, we give death. وَلَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْأَهَا. And we have not burdened any soul, any person, إِلَّا وُسْأَهَا, but according to their ability, capability, capacity. So every law of Islam is within human capacity, ability. That's a different issue, that human being, he himself or she, do not want to practice on it like today, because they themselves are not interested. But if we really are converted, we have that commitment, then surely we can practice on it. So that is the beauty and one of the unique features and characteristics of Islam. Every law is within human capacity. Waladayna kitab, and by us. See, Allah again uses the royal pronoun, the plural, and by us we have a book. يَنْتِقُ بِالْحَقِّ, and it speaks the truth. So which is the book? The Qur'an Sharif, the noble Qur'an, the glorious Qur'an. And every word, every letter is the truth. But people themselves, وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, and they will not be dealt with unjustly. So remember, by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, this absolute justice, Almighty Allah's attribute is Dayyan. He is the one who is ever just at all times, all places. وَدَّيَّانُ لَا يَمُوتُ, and Almighty Allah who is just at all times, that he will never ever die. Death is for creation and he is the creator. Therefore our religion is called Deen. Deen means justice across the spectrum, social justice, political justice, economic justice, and the day of justice, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. So that is what we should understand. But Almighty Allah states, I have given you the best of the best constitution, the noble Quran, the greatest and most beloved Prophet and Messenger, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for all times, all places, all circumstances. But what have you done, O human being? We see today's world, almost 8 billion people on the face of this earth, but more than 6 billion rejecting all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, rejecting Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah forbid, rejecting Islam, and it's so open and manifest. So Almighty Allah addresses this issue, bal nay, قلوبهم في غمرة من هذا قلوبهم في ضلالة في جهالة من هذا. I gave you the Arabic explanation there, but their hearts are in ignorance, their hearts are gone astray. Because of this message, they hear about it, they run away. They hear about the Quran and the Messenger, they run away, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And beside the rejection of Islam and the articles of faith, وَلَهُمْ أَعْمَالٌ مِّن دُونِ ذَلِكَ, they continue doing their actions beside this, beside the cardinal crime, which will never be forgiven by Almighty Allah, of kufr and shirk, of blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship. So beside that, they continue with this, هُمْ لَهَا عَمِلُونَ, they continue doing other actions. So one is to reject, and one is not to accept the truth. And when somebody else wants to accept the truth, then they will discourage that person, they will become an impediment, they will become an obstacle, and so forth. As we can see what the mass media is doing today in today's world. So let's give you a roundup of local, national, international news, and you will understand where this world is going. Let's start in Tanzania. Tanzania, already they're starting water rationing. Imagine, we've been to Tanzania, Dar es Salaam, Zanzibari. Zanzibar is what you call, remember, Zanzibar. So remember, the proper name is Zanzibar. So nevertheless, that they have water rationing in the capital, some portions, that few hours they will have water, and then again they will not have water. Then the water will go to other parts, and if one place will not have, then the second place will have. It will be alternating and rotating. Now imagine the huge, huge problems people will be facing in the capital. Then go to the periphery. There, obviously, it will be worse. Then there nearby you see Somalia. People already dying because of famine, drought, starvation. Ummah, today is the Mubarak, blessed day of Jumu'ah, of Friday. Do we ever make dua for these people? Do we ever cry to Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, have mercy on the people who are suffering in different parts of the world? And this is a trial and a test, remember. So we should have that feeling for humanity, Muslim and non-Muslim, because we belong to the Ummah of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the only mercy to the universe. So therefore we should understand that we have to show that sympathy and empathy to the universe as well. Well, things are changing rapidly and in our favor, obviously, as Muslims. Twitter, the ownership has changed now to Elon Musk, and now Twitter will become much more flexible. And today they said, last night and this morning, that now there will be much more hate speech. So what they mean by hate speech? When you criticize America, you criticize the rogue regime of Israel, so then they will tell you it's hate speech. But now they'll allow it because of the new owner. And Trump, they say, will be back on Twitter. So Trump will be twittering away. So that is, oh Trump, we welcome you, Trump. If you're coming back, we want to see what you got to say. Let's go to Putin. Putin, the big harami, but we support him. So remember, that is giving them a good run for their money. See, they all fear Putin. Now, it's not my judgment or your judgment. G7 not powerful enough. Who said this? The World Bank said this. You, G7, the biggest countries who have the biggest economies in the world, you cannot dictate to Russia how they have to keep their oil and so forth and so on. So the World Bank passed the verdict in favor of Putin and against the G7, against America and Europe and so forth. So they had to shut their mouth again. See, everybody calls the Western media Putin is a war criminal, committing war crimes, all that. So I am telling you and posing this question to you. In the past few days, now that's why I use these words, Israel, the rogue, the apartheid, the terrorist, the Nazi regime of Israel. In the past few days, they already struck Syria, Damascus, 3 times in the less than a week. So how you justify that? For if Russia does this, then they are war criminals. But Israel does that, then it is security. Israel steals the land of Palestine, occupies the land of Palestine for more than 70 years. So no, they are justified to do that. And Russia are taking back their own land, and then they are war criminals. Do you see the hypocrisy of the West? Do you see the double standards of the West? Go study your Haaretz newspapers. The editorial, they said, who will investigate the settlers? Because the settlers are running amok there, so they can do whatever they want to. They know elections is taking place on 1st November, and the police will not touch us, the army will not touch us, the politicians are encouraging us to cause more harm and damage. Nablus has become a ghost town, Hebron has become a ghost town. I've been to all these places, yeah. Therefore, we say loudly, boldly, and clearly, you Israelis and your government, you are big haramis. Remember that. And if you don't know what harami means, a big B, remember that. That's what it means. So now Israel and Turkey, they're freshening up ties. So yesterday and the past few days, Gantz was there and he was speaking to Erdogan, and they're settling certain things regarding the army and security and so forth and so on. Erdogan is a sharp guy, he's a smart politician. So he's making peace with everybody, but it might boomerang on him. You see why I like Putin. Putin say, in this Russia of mine, we will never allow LGBT. We don't want the zigzag characters here. We don't want these chefs who don't know what is their entry and exit. In the exit, they want to enter. You understood? So that is the shaitaniyat and satanic ideas they come. But Mexico yesterday, the politicians and the parliamentarians clapping hands that we are going to allow same-sex marriage and so forth and so on. Imran Khan today, 11 o'clock Pakistan time, hundreds of thousands of people, maybe over a million of them, will reassemble there in Lahore, and the long march will start to Islamabad, and the army is very concerned. The politicians, crooked politicians, one must add, they are very, very concerned. 370 kilos from, you know, Lahore to Islamabad. These are all places we saw. So Imran is demanding one thing, that we want elections now and now. And obviously the government knows they will be defeated, it will be landslide victory, just like that side there in Britain, in UK. The Labour is demanding elections, and Rishi, he says, no, we're not going to give you election. Rishi is already in big problems, remember that. You see, America, they want to bully everybody. So now, yesterday, last night, they gave out a warning to the people in Abuja. Abuja is Nigeria. You Americans, you mustn't go here, you mustn't go there. There might be a bomb scare, there might be a bomb alert, and so forth. What they did in South Africa, so we sent out a message yesterday. I hope you sent it out as well, Maulana. I sent it to you also. So I said that they told us there's a bomb scare in Shenton. So 3 guys, they wanted to bomb South Africa. So one guy went, he couldn't come right. Why? Because of load shedding. Second guy wanted to go and bomb. He couldn't come right. Why? Because they kidnapped him. You understood? So you must remember. And the third guy, he wanted to bomb South Africa or Sandton. So what happened? They hijacked him. So you must remember. That is our South Africa. You must remember Allah. This. So Allah Ta'ala protects us. You understood? Ameen. But this is their bully tactics of America. So that is what happens. Our beloved country, last night, I give you my story. You know the way it started, lightning and rain and everything. I was fast asleep. Just before midnight, I was terrified. I woke up and I just went to go see what's happening. So, Ummah, when it rains, read, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Ya Allah, make this rain beneficial rain, not destructive rain. Hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Ya Allah, make the rain beneficial rain. And when there's lightning, then read Surah 13, verse 13. Whenever there's lightning, any part of the world, you in Dallas, Texas, so remember, or wherever you are, so you must read Surah chapter 13, Surah Ra'd thunder, and where there's lightning, thunder, read these verses, and verse number 13, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعَدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ, and even the lightning is glorifying the name of Almighty Allah, and the angels are also glorifying the Mubarak, blessed, honorable name of Almighty Allah, out of fear for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to say, if you read chapter 13, verse 13, and the lightning or the thunder strikes you, then remember that I, Abu Huraira, will pay the diya and the blood money. Imagine their iman, their faith, their conviction in the verses of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Maulana Mufti Muhammad Aku of Newcastle with Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah. 11 o'clock, 11:05 after the news, we will cross over to Makkah for the khutbah and sermon. So that will be Sheikh Bandar Balila, and then we will translate it, inshallah, and the dua. And then my Jummah, I'll be here, inshallah, in the Sufi Masjid in Lanesia. So read abundant Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make dua for this bleeding and suffering Ummah, and make special dua. There are no problems in South Africa in the weekend. Sometimes the enemy themselves come, and you know, today money speaks all languages. They get their agents and some people to cause problems. Allah Jalla Wala protect us wherever we are. Ameen. Surah 12, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah is the best protector, whilst He, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is the most merciful one to show mercy.
Beshak, Ustad. I see Mason says that, why ain't you speaking about Sister Afia and the journalist who got shot, Shireen? Have you lost hope in your words, AK? I told you, you can't win with the United States. Ustad Mason.
Mason, where are you living in, Mason? You're living in, you know, Alice in Wonderland. America is getting a thrashing, look, you can't believe. Who is giving them a thrashing? Putin. Don't you know what's happening, Mason? Putin is standing in the center. On one side, he got the Chechenian forces, the Muslims, and now he's recruiting the other Afghanis who defeated America, gave your people such a whooping and thrashing that Biden had to pack them up and put his tail between his legs and so forth. 48 countries, my brothers, my sisters, our children, defeated you. A shame and a disgrace on you and your Americans. Therefore, Trump said the worst defeat in the history of America, and you supporting that America that murdered over a million people in Iraq based on the lie, half a million of them children, your war criminal, the Jutli, the Jewess. So remember that she said it's worth it, Madeleine Albright, to murder and kill half a million children. United Nations says the millions or thousands of people you killed there in Afghanistan. So thousands you killed and millions you maimed and injured. 45% of those killed were children, and you want to defend them? Shame on you, Mason.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, Ustad, can my dad marry my mother-in-law as both of them are late? Ustad.
Yes, you must remember that you are the son. So now you got your wife and your mother-in-law is alive, but your father-in-law passed away. So your father, how you were checking your wife, right? So now your father is checking your mother-in-law. So remember, for them to get married is permissible. There's no problem with that.
I've got a brother, Arthur. He says that... how much longer can the Russian economy sustain its war with Ukraine? Ustad, Arthur.
You must ask the question the other way, my brother. See, I'm giving you Arthur. Don't you read, Arthur? What you're listening? You're listening again. You see, Biden, what he says to you, Mason and Arthur. He says, I took the vaccine and I want my American compatriots to take the vaccine. 90% told Biden, go to hell. We are not interested in you. We're not interested in your vaccine story. Foxy, you know, I told you from day one, yes. The whole vaccine is a scamdemic and a plandemic, and Foxy was fooling you, but you don't listen. You, Arthur, be honest, what you did, you took Moderna. And what you did, Mason, you took the other one. You understand? Pfizer, whatever you want. And I told you, they're making you all fools and idiots, but you don't listen. So now you must remember, turn the question the other way around. That winter is hitting now. November will start next week, then December, then January. And the worst winter for the whole of Europe, the worst winter for the whole of Ukraine in its history, and the American tech companies going in the negative. Now you see Amazon's latest report came out, negative it came out. And you see they're all suffering now. So Putin is holding the trump cards. I got oil, I got gas, I got personnel, I got the Taliban on my side, I got the Chechens on my side, and Iran is with me. Look at your Secretary of State, Mason and Arthur. So your Secretary of State, Blinken, is blinking. He says it's appalling what Iran is doing and helping Russia with the kamikaze drones. So isn't it appalling and a disgrace and terrorism that you're helping Israel, the rogue that and the apartheid terrorist regime, to murder and kill babies and children and civilians in Israel? So come off it, you Americans and you supporters. You've got no leg to stand on. So remember that you are the biggest terrorist, and that we are very clear on that issue.
I've got Sister Felicia, Ustad. She's listening to you this morning. She says, which direction is our country going to now? We heard that COVID is back. Ustad, Felicia.
Our country is this. They don't worship Allah. They don't worship God, one Allah. You see, that in the tripartite, what they got, ANC, COSATU, and Communist Party. So you know communism, they don't believe in all this. So now what they say, they believe in money. Fagase nigalomali. Anybody give them money, they move in that direction, you see. So Russia say, we'll give you, they say lungile. This one say, give this one, they say lungile. So that's how South Africa functions, you must remember that. From top to bottom, you got the president till now, pala pala. We don't know which way it's going. We got politicians, the president speaks, we are going to get rid of corruption, but your ministers are implicated in corruption already. So why you don't fire them? He can't fire them. He's looking at the December conference and so forth. So you look at your politicians, you look at your police, you look at your, must remember, your judiciary, the Zama characters. They raped those women and so forth. Yesterday they said none of them found guilty. Now who raped them then? So who killed them then? So what message are you giving to the South African public? We, the ordinary Joe in the street. So what message are you giving us? That people can rape the women, people can do as they please. So that is why we say South Africa has become a banana republic, and it is a failed state, just like most of African countries. And it's a shame. Therefore, I told you 100 times, me, I never ever voted ANC, because I grew up in a location. I know that they can never make it. You must remember this year, that they don't, they can't. Even now, things will just go bad to worse. You must remember that.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, why can't we make dua in the grave of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam facing the grave, Ustad?
So who say you can't make dua? One is Sharia, and one is, you must remember, the Wahhabi and MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, his ideas, and the Salafi's ideas. So you must remember, go open Sahih Muslim, is the second most authentic hadith kitab and compilation, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The master, alayhi salatu salam, goes to the graveyard cemetery, Baqi, and raises a yadehi al-sharifatain, the Mubarak two hands, there in Baqi, not once, not twice, but thrice. Go open there in Muslim Sharif, you will find it there. So where you come, you can't raise your hands and make dua and all that. Totally permissible. So remember what is in the hadith, finish, that is our dalil, our evidence. So Quran Sharif is evidence, is wahi, revelation. Revelation. Hadith Sharif is evidence, Surah 53 and verses number 3 and 4. Wama yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahwi yuha. And remember that Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak of his whims, fancies, and desires. It is but wahi and revelation sent to the Mubarak Master's heart. Wa ala qalbika litakuna min al munzirin. So you warn the people with love and compassion. Yes, from 1932, the Saudis, the Wahhabis, they took over. And remember, the two most powerful families, if you know anything of Saudi politics, Ali Saud, and that is the Saud family, they also torn to pieces. After Murtad bin Shaitan came in, MBS, he arrested them, he stripped so many of them of their assets and what have you. And Ali Sheikh are supposed to run the religious affairs. They can't run anything now because MBS locks them up. He arrested so many of the ulama and the sheikhs. If you don't know their names, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, who we know personally, 2010 he was here for the Darlum Newcastle Jalsa. Then you must remember that Sheikh Nasir Umar, Sheikh Salman Ouda, Sheikh Aiz Al-Qarni, all of them in prison. So all for speaking the truth. So what you going to say then? So these Salafis, they are half crazy people. They tell you, you can't read Quran for the deceased. I go, I want to read Surah Yasin. I want to read another portion. They tell you, not permissible. So when I challenge them, I told them, yes, three hadiths. And Ma'akil ibn Yasarin radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma'akil bin Yasar is the Rawi reporter or a student of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra' Yasin ala mawtakum, read Surah Yasin for your disease. Hadith in Mustad Ahmad. Second one, the hadith in Abu Dawood. Third one, the hadith in Ibn Majah. Fourth one, in Kitabur Ruh. Page 17, Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, celebrated student, Hafiz ibn Qayyim writes, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal went to the graveyard. He saw and he heard somebody reciting Surah Yasin. He told him, don't read. That person told him, this is the hadith. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal asked him, you heard the hadith yourself? He said, yes. He said, carry on. The fatwa of all four schools, Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Malikis, Hanafis, to read Quran Sharif for the deceased, totally permissible. To raise your hands, totally permissible. The problem is this, MBS thinks the Haramain Sharifain belongs to him or to his father or grandfather. It don't belong to you. It don't belong to Ali Saud. It belongs to Almighty Allah. And what you are doing is criminal, remember that. You're not allowing people to make tawaf at the bottom unless they are in ihram. So we tell the people, tell him to fly a kite, fasten your ihram and go and make your nafil umrah, your nafil tawaf. So only if you're in umrah, in ihram, then you can make tawaf at the bottom for the men. And remember that if you're not there, then you must go upstairs. So how you expect the old men man, 70, 80 years old man, he must go on top and so forth. So the man, he doesn't want to use the wheelchair. He can manage at the bottom, but your crazy law. So we say for you, MBS and the Saudi regime of now, Surah 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. In the Haram Sharif, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, whoever makes intention of deviation and oppression and transgression, we will unleash for him a painful punishment. See, he can't even travel to Algeria. He say his back is paining, maybe his front is also paining. Allah alone knows, you know. So, but he can travel to India to go shake hands with Modi, the traitor, the person who murdered so many Muslims and so forth. So these are people in Masjid Nabawi. You can't go to the Riyazul Jannah. So why? You must make an appointment. Then they will tell you. They tell you next week you can come, but you only got 3 days, 4 days. Your father's Aramdas. You're doing all these things here. We are not your guest. We are Duyufur Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah. We are Duyufun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ham to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke mehman hai. We are the guest of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not the guest of Ali Saud. So we reject it and condemn it totally. What the police are doing, they just chamchas, you know, that harrik, harrik ya haji, move it up, move it up. You can't even make salam, you can't even make dua and all. So since when all this is there? And the Salafi is all silent. Why? The dollar. The Arabs don't say dollar. They say dollar. So you see, they're scholars for dollars. Just like this halal logos. Just like the Sharia compliant. All but just money making gimmicks, all these things.
Well said, Ustad Haq. I see Sister Layla, who was Linda, of course. She's asking, why do you regard today, Friday, as a great day? From all the other days, I'm a bit confused. Layla, Ustad.
Let us give you a background of our sister Layla. Layla was her name Linda. She speaks Zulu. So we called her Layla Zulu. And then she heard Allah's, with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, our program, and she became Muslim, and therefore she's asking. Now write down, my sister Layla, all these answers I'm giving you. And the entire Quran, you know this, right? We taught you already. How many chapters? 114. So how many verses? 6,236. So chapter 62, that is Suratul Jumu'ah. That the chapter is dedicated to Friday. There is no other chapter in the Noble Quran dedicated to one specific particular day besides Friday. So Almighty Allah Himself has elevated the day of Friday. How many verses there in Suratul Jumu'ah, the chapter concerning regarding Friday? 11 verses. So you're making notes? Make mental notes or write it down. We will send you. You are on the group now, so we will send out the podcast. All our programs, we got nothing to hide. We send it to the whole world, alhamdulillah. We send it to Saudi Arabia also. His chamchas are there, the spies, they'll listen to it. So, and the Israelis, they're recording me for past 20 years, the haramis. So you must remember this. So chapter 62 verses, there are 11 verses. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked regarding Jumu'ah. We'll end on this note. Beautiful. So why is Friday so majestic and so great? Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, open Mishkat Sharif. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أعظم عند الله من عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى. The day of Friday is greater than عيد الفطر, عيد الأضحى, the days of our celebration. Why? فيه خمس خلال. There are 5 things that happened. فيه خلق آدم. Allah created the universe in 6 days, Saturday to Thursday. On Friday, Allah created the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah created him himself directly. So no parents, nothing. Second one is this, وَفِيهِ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ, and Almighty Allah let him pass away on a Friday. To pass away on a Friday with Iman and Islam is something very great in Islam. Third one, وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ, he was sent here, or أُهُبِتَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, he was sent yet from Jannat, paradise, to the land and sent to this planet here, Mother Earth. So you will say, but that's not good. So if He, Adam, did not come, peace be upon him, alayhi salam, then none of us should come. So Allah Ta'ala transferred Adam, peace be upon him, to implement the laws of Allah. Understand the words, listen to me carefully. Allah transferred Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam, alayhi salam, and Sayyidah Hawa, radiallahu anha, to this earth. Allah expelled Iblis and Lucifer. So there you say, expelled. And for Nabi Adam, you will say, transferred. So 3, 4, وَفِيهِ سَاعَةٌ مُسْتَجَابًا. The du'as are accepted on a Friday between Asr and Maghrib. And last one, وَفِيهِ that تَقُومُ سَاعَةٌ قِيَامًا will occur on a Friday. Which Friday? Only Almighty Allah knows. To say the day of Ashura, 10th Muharram, all that is Shia propaganda. There's no authentic hadith from this. So the Shias also are catching it left, right and center from the whole world now there in Iran. So why? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu arda, Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam, the beloved Nawasa and grandson of Nabi alayhi sallam, he made dua in Karbala before his martyrdom. Rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi wa qal, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, immatta'tahum ila heen, fafarriqhum firaqa, waj'alhum tara'ika qidada, wa la tardal wulatu anhum abada. All this I read is not in my kitab, is not in our kitabs. It's your Shia kitab has written it. Go open Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. He says, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu raised his Mubarak hands. He cursed the Shias and said, Ya Allah, the Kuffar Shias, make them into splinter groups and never let the rulers be pleased with them. So that is where we leave it. Barakallahu
fiqh. I got Sister Olivia. She says, my name is Olivia. I'm a Christian female white sister. I live in Umslanga. I really like the azan you'll preach. Could you send it to me? Thank you, sir. God is great. Olivia, Ustaz.
We will send it to you, my sister, 071-888-1184. Or just send a message to Mona Arafat now. He will send it to you, 084-786-3132. Just do that, then he can do it to you now. I'm going for prayer. 084-786-3132. Keep on listening, my sister, Olivia. Well done. Right to all of you. Assalamu alaikum.